We were just back after the COP15 in Denmark, after the climate caravan left from Geneva to Copenhagen. There's three of us here who've had a strange journey. Can you explain a little bit about where we are at the moment and how you feel the last few weeks have gone?
Much, much better than I could have imagined. At least when we were planning the caravan, this has surpassed our wildest dreams, especially Copenhagen. The caravan was fantastic. The people we came together there were just, I mean, we three know how inspiring they were. But the stops were great, and the stops were appreciated by the local people very much. Based on the Western tour that I did, they wrote to us right after saying how much hope they gave it, we gave them going through, and the people gave them, and especially Copenhagen. I was totally blown away by how successful the Copenhagen was, particularly the 16th of December. The reclaimed power, people's assembly and going in was just amazing for me. Yeah. I don't think I've been such a strong demo, with such strong feelings, such strong, you know, the power in it. You really feel the power in it. Mm. And that now we see people, right after people saying we must do people's assemblies everywhere, we must do a people's assembly worldwide next summer. There's really, no one was planning what was going to happen, but it just surges out of this power that was there, that people want to do things, they want to go home and organize. And like you were saying, you were comparing it to the first Zapatista encuentros in Spain in 96-97 in Chiapas in Spain. Something magic in those moments.
Yeah, I also feel that when you are involved in such a process, it's very enthusiastic. I had the feeling that when you are involved, it's a totally different perspective, as if you are just following the things. In reality, I had no idea how all this event was taken from the outside, from the information. I feel now like going out and very curious to know the people that I know that have sympathy for what we did, how they perceived it and what. I think from the inside, not to be like actor of this thing, it's also very empowering, whatever is the result. And I think the result, even if it was not shown as a success, for me it's a big success. Because it's not white and black or just getting to this point that we have planned or not, but it's the empowering story, collective story of empowerment. And I think having participated on this form to the Copenhagen as participating also in the caravan, it was, as you said, like a work in progress, no? So something that was building step by step. And I feel I have received as much as shared and learned a lot on many things that are exactly what we need to change the situation, no? And I think also for me, like you said, I think the more important target was these days of the 16. My energy was like focused on that, but taking account of everything, no? And for me, this day was a big success. I would say the fact that we were not able to enter the Bella Center as it was foreseen or something, it's not the main point. The main point is that we were able to make such a perfect unity in the diversity of all the movement without, in my opinion, nothing that went out of the framework that was planned. And all was not working or was not planned, was compensate by the unity we had in I think, and that was the more incredible result for me. I feel this is a big success because on two sense, that first, on the external part, I think on whatever our action have been relayed by the media, main media, anyway, I feel that this summit was shown as that the power in place are irresponsible. They are not at the level that the situation should be. Yeah. So this is one part. And on the other part, I think we shown that we are able, as we have solutions, we have another vision, and we shown sometimes by positive actions, sometimes by the repression, even so, that our solutions are forbidden, are not taken in account, and it concerns more and more people. I mean, the fact, when I say on negative way, is like we have been perfect in going as far as possible with this action to join the inside and the outside of the conference. We were impeached by very little concretely even matters or to join, and we were impeached only because of repression.
Mm-hmm.
It was so amazing to see that even the diplomats and people from inside recognized in the system were even beaten by the police. In fact, it was like that the system is knacked now. They cannot pretend.
Mm-hmm.
They have shown how undemocratic and just wanting to take advantage of the restant of the earth that they are destroying. They do, no? But also with this fact that all the NGOs on movement that were inside were little by little not even having accreditation,
yes,
or only the dominant power which want to keep their advantage were able to supposedly discuss, no?
And it seems that the like there's a kind of a main model, main economic social model, which is being pushed by the industrial countries, and that any dissent and any objecting voices to that model are not getting the space to try to criticize that main model. Like we saw within southern countries, that they're getting pushed out further and further, and out of some despair in those countries trying to connect with social movements, which in the end they weren't allowed to do. But if we're to try to imagine for a while about where we can go from here, what sort of space have we opened up, or what sort of idea have we opened up through our actions over the last few days, and how might that assist the majority world?
Well, I think that Alain was saying, we've been in this thing since 1996, right? Never has there been the unity of the opposition there was in Copenhagen. There never has, I mean, there were radical groups like the radical north, the northern young alternative groups, anarchists or whatever, who was in climate justice action. There was the big networks of the movements like of the southern movements like Via Campesina, the CJN, who were organizing CJN, plus the ones who go inside the CJN. Plus, even went as far as the official Bolivian governmental delegates, the Venezuelans, the ones of Tuvalu who actually tried to go out and actually the videos of that are amazing, because you see they actually organized a demo that in Cancun there were actions inside outside. Those were first. They were separate actions. They were kind of spectaculars, get out a banner, say a few things, and walk around the hall or something. But saying, fuck this thing, we're leaving because there's nothing, and the people outside were going to, that's never happened. And much less the only answer of the governments to say, club them so they can't come back in. I mean, it was just beautiful in a way. It was just so good. So, as you like to say, it's just There's nothing left. Nothing left. No, absolutely no possible legitimacy of the process left after that.
And even just
that was our dream, was that maybe some just as far as some southern governments would say, we'll leave. But the way they left, it was, I mean, if they'd been let out, they just walked out, as we imagine, and said, you know, and made a speech saying, we agree with you, it would have been already, for us, that was the objective. But being beaten back in by the cops, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I mean, they couldn't have done a better service than that. And I think it's really important to insist on this unity that's been created, and which went as far as that in the evaluations the day after, people were actually proposing to make a fuse climate justice action, yeah, which is mostly the radical movements of the north, and climate justice now, which links up people like the campesina, the fisher folk of the Philippines, and the people we brought, or the other people from the caravan. So maybe now the people are saying maybe it's not worth it. Linking them as such because they do slightly different things or whatever, but I mean that this should be even proposed is just amazing. And there's always been you know, some alliances, some differences, people looking, you know, they're kind of cousins, sometimes agreeing, not agreeing, but that is really powerful. I mean, if we can build a movement with that, who cares if we've got inside or not? And I think it's important to say it, because I know some of the English comrades, for instance, who have this fantastic capacity of organizing tactically, concretely, to do amazing practical things, like, you know, stopping a train or getting in a place or whatever. I know that some of them were disappointed, because they were the only ones who actually got on the terrain with material, all the other people. And apparently it's because they were the only ones who organized at the last minute. Mm-hmm. They said they did it the last day. And all the stuff that was organized, ladders or whatever, organized by other people, was infiltrated by the cops, because we were a bit naive about the cops, how much they were going to infiltrate and how much they would. And it was all seized before. So the English comrades said, you know, they had a little bit of reaction of disappointment, saying, you know, we came to do this and finally nobody wanted to do it. But I think the decision just at one point to say, okay, we hold the People's Assembly before the cops attack us, was right, because we weren't going to get any further anyhow, right? That was clear. I mean, the pontoon boat bridge that had been dry, there was no other equipment, the cops were an overwhelming force, there was fences and moats and whatever. We weren't going to get any more mileage out of pushing. And what the cops definitely wanted to do was to turn that into a riot, pretend it was a riot, mm-hmm. because the tactics of arresting all the people they thought who were coordinating the demo before, the day before, the people in their houses, the people on the sound truck, it was definitely wanted to cut off all the means of organizing people, you know, the sound truck, all the leaders, quote leaders, you know, all the people who had been named as being the you coordinate, or yeah, the runners, and they tried to get everybody. And they thought, then we'll push a bit, and someone will push back, and then we'll say, okay, clear the area, this is just a mob, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't work, because people knew what they wanted, and it was great. And there was this leaflet distributed, just said, what are we going to do, right? Mm-hmm. That we're going to try to go in, that we're going to hold an assembly, we're going to break up into small groups, so everybody knew what they had to do, and they self-organized. Mm-hmm. And even with just two tiny little portable megaphones, we held that assembly, because people knew what they wanted to do, and they said, "This is, we're right to do this. We've got to do it." And that was just beautiful.
Yeah.
Without any quote leaders, without any equipment, that, you know, we were 8 hours after 8 hours in the snow. We were still making a lot of noise with the slogans, because people really believed it, and they were into it, you know.
Yeah, but I don't think that I haven't had time really to look in the mainstream media, but I think even on our own media, what I've seen from a few days ago, there hasn't really been much space given to the assembly and really the importance of it. Mm-hmm. So, like, do people just kind of go, yeah, that was nice? So, like, do people, like, why is the assembly as important to you as that it happened? For people who mightn't see the real power that was created, the magical space that really opened up in that moment of time.
I think everybody who was there felt it, because it just, you know, in the different valuations of CGA or CGN, and even on the web afterwards, I saw people who saw the video without knowing that it's come out already in the evaluations. They were saying, we must do this everywhere, you know, mm-hmm. because I think it corresponds perfectly to the fact. I mean, that was why we this whole tactics of going in was to say there is another agenda. The movements have real alternatives. We don't want these forced solutions. We have something to say. Yeah. We have something to impose. Yeah. And so the assembly was logical. And from there, even though no one had planned it, it's perfectly logical to say, okay, now, even more so since the world leaders have totally discredited themselves, the naive people who saying tick, 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 and make them do something, they're not going to do fuck except trying each one to grab as much CO2 as possible, because CO2 is production, CO2 is expansion, CO2 is profits. That's the only thing they wanted.
Yeah.
Who could have the right to pollute the most?
Yeah.
That was what was at stake.
Yeah.
You know, not China. No, it's China. So finally, no one gave up anything. So obviously, in that situation, the obvious thing is to say we have to start organizing locally and regionally to impose other solutions, and I think that, you know, anybody who was there, they felt the power of it.
Yeah.
And people who weren't there, I mean, that's the thing that has to be done now. It's like people in Spain, there were only 2,000 people in Spain, right, who for the Zapatista thing or the beginning of the WTO in 98 in Geneva, which started basically the WTO, the whole anti-globalizing. There were just a few thousand people, a few hundred first but they went away knowing that this was really important.
Right? Yeah.
And they went back to Seattle and organized Seattle. They went back to Melbourne, they organized Melbourne, you know. So I'm hoping that that's going to happen. People really felt the power of it, you know, this is what we have to do.
Yeah, I'm wondering if it's maybe too early to speak of the next steps or things, but I feel also that we agree on this vision that it was the biggest success is that to create a unity in the diversity of situation, of vision, of forms of action and all that. And in this sense, I think we were as far as possible to confront the system we are criticizing, which is having only this market solution for the situation. And maybe an idea it would be to make a next step with all these different platforms acting differently on different level and even inside, outside, like this, to create maybe an event on our own, not confronting, just because so many people could be now, I think, aware that this process, official process, is just going to destruction, and so many people on a level or another knows that the solution is out of this system. No, so we had to confront repression of the system. Maybe if, I don't know, it's just an idea, to try to make an event out of the framework of VEDU, because to say they are deslegitimated, no? And we have to build on our own, without, I mean, also repressions, our own articulations on the solution. This is like, for example, I think one of the part of the caravan people which were participating in the caravan, the movement of the Kaui Coordinadora Andina de Pueblos Indígenas is kind of doing, no? They are in countries of Andes, and they are in a situation where there is no legitimacy to look for of the governments, like in Peru with the destruction of Amazonia and Amazonian people. So they are empowering all the Andes by articulating things, not and knowing very well that they are all different peoples and other. They don't want to be like all the same. They want to respect the same principle. And then they organized like a tribunal for the earth. They organized on their own base, and they say, okay, this tribunal is not legal, but it's legitimate. And if this grows, I think it's like an idea for the future, no? To not lose this incredible potential that was formed between so different actors, situation, and way of acting, no? And really, because for me the assembly, if it's so important, it's like, because it was the focus point of where all converge. We were entering, we want to enter and join the, it's like bridging everything, and really for a solution, a positive things. And the situation shown that the system is doesn't want that nobody proposes a real solution. That's the main repression. It's not for me. In some sense, the police repression physically is very bad and very. I don't want to say it's okay, but it's the secondary point. It's the main point is that they don't want this speech will be done. Yeah. They don't want people unite from inside outside to for a real solution. That's the most important things, and I think as a participant. I didn't know how things would go on this sense. We just know, and I think all of us maybe the same, we just know where we want to go, what we have to say, and because it's a question of life. So it was an experience for everybody of us to see concretely how is the system. No, I discovered, I think that's an important thing of the assembly for me also, it's to realize how really concretely is the system in which we are living. I had no real clue, I know more or less, but I exactly how it will happen I couldn't know. And this is also something that I've shared the people which have been involved in one sense or another on this assembly. Could it be inside, outside, helping on some way also? No?
And especially for the people coming from Global South, our friends who came from Oaxaca, Mexico, or people who were coming from Asia.
Colombia,
yeah. Like what? From talking with them after, do you feel that they have equally been very energized by this special moment and feel that it something really has opened that can assist them further in their local struggles that are also part of the more global struggles?
Yeah, I think very much. They certainly, one thing that came up was now they're asking for caravans in their areas. There's definitely going to be a caravan all through India and Bangladesh, okay. Nepal, that they decided very quickly. First days they told me they wanted to do that. Like it was something they'd already decided. Now then the people of the Colonia Zora Andina, they also mentioned they should something to be going like that. Probably there was a suggestion also of doing something in Mexico, because the COP16 is going to be in December in Mexico, and what is realized also is that those movements which are so powerful, they haven't all necessarily done footwork on climate justice. Mm-hmm. They're very powerful on WTO, for instance, in India, but they haven't actually got their base, the grassroots knowledgeable on the climate issue, and even though they're already suffering from the climate, you know, maybe they know that it's drought, but the whole connection with, you know, all the rest, from that point of view, they really, our enemies really did a service doing WTO right before the COP15, because they were permitted to bring together the trade, for instance, and the things that some of those movements already know better, the free trade and the climate. But so there'll probably be there's an idea of a caravan of people from the south going through Mexico before to heat up the grassroots movements about climate in Mexico. I heard also there was people wanted to do public people's assemblies in Indonesia and in the Philippines. Via Campesino apparently is really enthusiastic about organizing people's assemblies on the climate, so that's the most powerful organization worldwide today, I think, the grassroots via Campesino. So there's really a possibility of something being organized around that. And as you were saying, the idea is that people start organizing people's assemblies at whatever level, on whatever subject, like here in Geneva would probably be doing a lot on nuclear because they're trying to push nuclear again, or it could be something else, reducing consumption or whatever, you know. But that should come together on a decentralized day of popular assemblies all over the world, which would be our own date. It wouldn't be, you know, we'd really be proposing. And obviously, there'll be almost no media attention at all there. Because you know, that's the downside of not using their thing is that the media don't pay attention. But we don't necessarily have to care about that. I mean, you know, we have to really start organizing among ourselves this stuff. And there was also proposition from the CGN meeting to have that in the middle of the summer, this assembly, and then in October, somewhere in the fall, to do a global day of action, not linked to a COP event, but specifically on climate justice. Mm-hmm. Because they said, obviously, there will be global days called by everybody in December, including all kinds of organizations, probably maybe in WWF might call for one, you know. But they wanted to have, say, well, one day which clearly on climate justice basis, alternative basis, we're not asking for anything. We're talking about what we want to do and impose, like the food sovereignty, the energy sovereignty, the right of the forest peoples, the massive reduction and all those real alternatives. There'd be no, you know, static of people saying, please organize to reduce 21% or
25%. So I think that's good.
I think it's what you speak to. In fact,
well, I just think it's very interesting seeing what's up, like, coming from the discussion we've just been having, but like from Northern Europe, UK primarily, and seeing it spread very quickly and very strongly, the climate camp movement, mm-hmm. which actually came from it came from the G8 mobilisation in Scotland, where the eco-village was set up, mm-hmm. you know, but putting into principles, trying to build the alternatives that we hold in that short space in an eco-village, which was where we were mobilising from to get to mm-hmm. Glen Eagles. And then people went, well, that was brilliant, mm-hmm. let's do it again. Mm-hmm. And then they did, but like that, they says, well, rather than just reacting to their calls by meeting here and at this point in time, saying, well, we'll call the time and the place, so we'll try to shut down the Drax station, or we'll go to Heathrow and try to stop the block of the expansion, or we'll go to Kingsdown. And they've been really, really successful.
Yeah, yeah.
And because they've been so successful, and I think simplicity is also part of this. It's the program is very simple. It's just saying, okay, it's a direct action, but it's demonstrating alternatives. It's education, mass education by workshops, by seeing, by doing, and building a movement. So those 4 points mm-hmm. have been so successful. Like Ireland had its first one last August. France, I think Germany, Belgium.
I think this year, 15 or 16.
Okay, and some down like in Australia as well.
Yeah, it's everywhere. Belgium, you know, Holland. There was even a very small thing in Switzerland. It wasn't very noted. But there are things happening everywhere. Mm. That's a great formula mm-hmm. of climate camp thing.
And there's been so much creativity. And I think, and this goes a little bit back to what we were saying earlier on about the magic that we felt in that assembly. Because I know, like from participating in climate camps for the last few years, that although it's a small moment in time, people can be profoundly moved by participating in whatever's going on in that time. And I'm talking from in England, hardcore punks to grannies to 11-year-old kids who all feel something, the same something, that they're participating in something which really matters because the state of things at the moment are in such crisis, the world is being fucked at the moment. But that there's hope that we can build an alternative, we can mobilise ourselves, and we can be strong enough and feel strongly enough that we can win, and that it is possible. Because I think this is one of the really critical points, that when it comes to fighting, knowing that we can win as opposed to just saying, well, we'll just go and fight.
Yeah, because we're mad or because we're
sure
or whatever.
It's
a hope. There was so much hope in that
demo.
Even the anti-repression demo. I've never been to many anti-repression demos. I've never been to one that was so joyful. It was really strange.
Yeah.
You know? So big and so, yeah, people were Or you think, not only thinking about the 19 people in jail, they were thinking about where we're going next, you know.
But I think that's...
The slogan, "We are winning," came to me.
Yes, yes.
In that demo. I said, this is, that somebody could be writing this again, like they did in Seattle. There's this sentiment, you know, when, you know, it was totally powerless for the, on the tactical level in front of the cops. They were so happy they weren't beating on us again, but the feeling of people is, you know, we are right, we're winning, this is, you know, we know where to go.
And but it really stems from some, a deep feeling of just an absolute belief of being correct, and having that feeling of going, like, I'm willing to stand here, I know that the risk, but we know that we are correct, and that little by little more people are starting to listen, to question.
Yeah.
Because we're being seen or pushed or painted as the radical mad end. But more and more people are starting to actually listen to what's being talked about, because the situation is getting worse and worse. And then people are going, no, that is right. That those answers that are being proposed are the right answers. And not only that, everybody's invited to participate in these spaces and these mechanisms to bring about that change. And I think that's really the critical thing of all this. I think that's what we saw in repression, because that can catch on like wildfire, which seems to what's coming from the discussions now, that people want to bring these discussions to their local level. But the thing I'd like to just point out, the point I was trying to get to, was that, like, I think it's important that we act local, and, you know, like, if trying to shut down the local power station, that's the massive and pollutant, etc., etc., but that we do it in a more connected sense, because I think that's the difference.
That's it, makes the difference.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So maybe we can start listening more to each other's radio, or maybe there's a rotation system where we go by countries or continents, that maybe they host, like, almost like a, you know, like a caravan, maybe a flag or a speaking thing is spoken between points. So maybe it's in Mexico, maybe a few months later it's in Russia, and we try to listen to what issues are coming from those places, what stories are being told, or what views are held, because we all can't physically get to wherever it is. But we've got the tools to enable a global dialogue, and that's really what we've, I think, opened up with this assembly, no?
Yeah.
So yeah, I think we probably need a virtual people's assembly to somewhere. To also put out the alternatives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's being done? Reclaim the fields. Other lifestyles of people reducing their own imprint. Why not? You know, why talk about it? That would be very inspiring for people in the south to know that there are people in the north who are actually living differently, like Federica's community or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, not only activism in the street, but actually it's changing things. Right. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Or the food sovereignty, or the natural farming in India. They have incredible experiences of their version of permaculture. Which they say they're 1.5 times more productive per hectare than anything was done before, you know.
Yeah.
And plus, it's a huge, beautiful jungle with snakes and spiders, and they're so happy with it. That's really inspiring, you know.
Yeah.
I have a video of that, and we should have all this stuff on a website.
Yeah.
People see, this is the alternative. It's growing. It's there. It's,
yeah. You know.
But we can't only keep it in the virtual. I think that the people meeting and exchanging and being moved has to always happen.
Yeah.
Sure.
But they might move to meet, you know, because they've seen
everything
going on.
Exactly.
It's just information, obviously, but it's really important too.
Yeah, I think this is also a question just of time, but because even in Copenhagen, I think these things were present. Like, for example, the Christiania. The squatted area of Christiania was organizing a proper meeting on the basis of Copenhagen.
The climate bottom.
And as far as I've seen, really I haven't participated much, but we were eating there and things. They were on this sense, no?
Uh-huh.
It was mostly organized by eco-village and so
on. Yeah.
They were not so much in confrontation, but more on construction of an alternative, no? And this is also... So we were, like, not very articulated, but I think we need from each other also, no?
And
this is also... we have this bridges possible and on differences. I think it's very good that you say, Olivier, it's not only focusing on events, it's really also growing in our own basis. Mm-hmm. And we have many spots that if they are more connected, which can share information, and it was interesting also, I am thinking on this sense, no, when we make an evaluation of the caravan, what said one of the hosts of the caravan in Freiburg, he said that there is like this collective gardening to make a direct relation with producer and like local gardening to recover the local food sovereignty. And he said that the presence of the caravan as a global process with people from whichever, by being there, gives another view of the people which are organized locally.
And they understood differently what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. I think this is just an example of what should be developed more, no?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. These contacts are feeding, nourishing mutually, you know?
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay, now we go ahead and do it, right?
Yeah. So maybe in Finnish, because there's a fourth body or entity at this table, or Pachamama, their little our little globe is also here sitting on her head. Mm. But she's had a funny journey, and I think there's something really magical. It's almost that there's a power, because of the situation has got so bad, that maybe the response that's happening is coming deep from within the earth, and people are somehow, not maybe really in a rational sense, being able to understand it, but we're creating something that has to be created, because if we don't, like, well, the humans are dead, Pachamama will keep on going for a while, but it really is a very strange moment to be alive and to be trying to bring about these changes, you know? So who knows, we'll see.
Yeah.
So thank you very much.